My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really Olic and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
The combination meal, inspired by 7 colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
CliffCentral.com.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Yes.
You're listening to Students Uncensored with Ruby Chukwuri. I, of course, am Ruby Chukwuri, and today we will be discussing students and relationships. Joining me in studio today is Zanele Zimu.
Hello, Zanele. Hello, everybody. Hello.
And Chioma Umela.
Hi, guys.
So please introduce yourselves to everybody.
Okay, I'll start. I'm Zanele Zimu, a UCT graduate.
Yes, honey, yes.
I don't know what I'll say about myself. I'm 21. Yeah, I'm legal. Legal everywhere.
You're legal everywhere.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay, thanks.
And I'm Chioma Umela, a.k.a. Chichi, a.k.a. Tony.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Where does Tony come from?
So my second name is Antoinette. Okay. And she's like my alter ego. Like if I need
Tony, do you remember Tony from Girlfriends?
Yes, yes, yes.
I see it.
Friends.
Thank you. Okay. That's a beautiful company.
You had to be a bit dramatic.
Yes, yes. I'm also 21, legal everywhere, guys. Hey. You know what I say. Vegas needs to happen soon. Let's just be real.
So.
And yeah, we are both relationship people and mm-hmm. students. So mm-hmm. that's, okay. I guess that's our title for the day.
Yes.
Baze.
Oh my gosh. I'm really loving the legal everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like we need to put that on our bios.
Please.
Yeah.
Legal everywhere.
But at home, yeah.
At home, you're not legal.
Yeah, at home, you're still like 16, guys. Let's be real. We're 15.
We're 15. Mm-hmm. We're 10.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Okay, so as I said earlier, today we are discussing students and relationships. So we're speaking about, you know, how do students cope with relationships, the different relationships that students have? And I first wanted to ask everyone, during your time as a student, what has your experience been in terms of like love life relationships? Zanele.
Well, I've been in relationships since high school.
Yes.
So like since like end of matric,
like 2014.
So, yeah, 2014. So like it's been 3 years. So that's literally all I know.
It's okay.
Like being in a relationship while I was single from like birth. So
okay,
you know, I still had that single life.
Oh my god,
that's quite the catch.
Single life is a hard life.
That's quite the catch. I'm not lying. It's hard to catch me. You caught me. Yes,
you were caught.
Courtesy of Chioma, by the way, just a young shout out. I hooked them up with other friends, Vanessa and Gugu. Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Shout out to the friends.
So we helped up. We helped him catch. Mm-hmm. See, we helped him get the catch.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is definitely a December show.
Yes.
We are definitely
December.
We are definitely in the mood. No, we have not had any alcohol. We are just in a good mood.
Definitely.
And it's a long distance relationship, am I correct?
Yes, it is a long distance relationship.
So it was Johannesburg to Cape Town.
Yes.
Okay. And Chioma, what's your story?
So I got into a relationship last year, and that was also my first year of university. It was quite fun because I feel like student life, they kind of don't judge you for figuring out your relationships. Like if you want to see 5 guys at once, like no one's going to look at you weird.
Definitely.
Also, I was staying at a res, so it was really freeing because I didn't have like parents, mm-hmm. like, you know, seeing mm-hmm. my shenanigans. I didn't have many shenanigans, but like if I wanted to have them, it was quite private. Mm-hmm. So I think it allowed me freedom, but I've been in a relationship. I tried to have a whole life. I won't lie. I tried to have a whole life.
Yeah, she did.
And then the second guy I went on a date with became my boyfriend.
Wow. You didn't like, make it far.
Not at all. Whole life just didn't happen.
It just didn't happen. But I was like so ready for it. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I've been in it since. It's been hard because I've moved back home. So like it's kind of tricky to be in a relationship with parents.
Okay.
Seeing that.
We'll definitely discuss that. Okay, so what's my story? Lol.
Yeah, what's yours, Ruby?
So Ruby.
I'm literally laughing because I'm thinking, I was speaking to my dad a few weekends ago with mm-hmm. my friend, and my dad was like, no, I asked him, I said, Dad, when can I introduce someone to you as like my guy? And he said, when you don't need any money from me, you oh, have God. A job, you have a house, oh, and you wow. have a car.
Okay.
You can very happily so introduce me to someone. Mm, so right. basically never.
Yeah.
Not in okay. the next 10 years.
Ooh.
So let me say my hypothetical story, mm-hmm. you know, since I'm technically not supposed to have anybody in my life. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm getting.
But yeah, I did date during high school. Wow, during university.
I was about to say, he got more action.
Wow, guys, during university. And it was not a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so that's all I have.
Moving right along.
So Chioma, you brought up a point about, you know, when you're a student, most mm-hmm. of us live at home, we don't have our own places mm-hmm. unless, you know, you're at res or you're living a bougie life. How is it navigating dating like as an adult, you know, over 18 and living under your parents' roof?
I think it's tricky because they still see you as a kid. Like, I know in the beginning I had to make them understand that, because, you know, to you, the relationship isn't a, like a joke. It isn't play, yeah. play. But to them, they kind of feel like, oh, you know, you're only 21, mm-hmm. 16, and you only like kind of like, this is not like a real relationship. So they kind of don't respect
the relationship
at first. It's been hard because like you want to be all like, especially in a black home, like you want to be all cuddly, or all you want to do is like intertwine legs,
but you can't.
And then my mom would be like, hey, stop being in love in front of us. Ooh. Stop it. And, like, and we're like, but we're only just touching, like we're just like cuddling or touching hands or whatever. So it was kind of tricky. It kind of hindered it, but the longer we were in the relationship, I guess the more freedom I was able to have at home.
So have you introduced your boyfriend to your parents?
Yes, I have.
Wow, to black parents.
It wasn't planned. So I stayed up by myself last year. Mm-hmm. And then I had to move home because of my financial issues. So I had moved out of res. And we had a relationship. Like, he came over res all the time. So that was our relationship. Yes. We kind of got comfortable to that. So when I moved back home, it was almost inevitable because we spent a lot of our time chilling together at homes. Like, it was just kind of inevitable that he mm-hmm. got to meet the parents. But a lot of, like, in the beginning, it was lots of sneak-ins. I won't lie. It was.
Yeah. At your house.
Yes, Chioma had a lot of sneak-ins.
I pray, like, to God your parents aren't listening to this, or yes. no family members are listening to this.
No, we got caught once, so I think that's mm-hmm. stopped us.
Please tell us the story.
Yeah, Chioma. It's a little bit, like, rated R.
Oh, okay. Tell us? That does not matter.
Oh, okay. So, Ben and I were at home chilling, mm-hmm. doing the things you do.
Okay.
And then I usually lock my door in the passage door.
Mm-hmm.
But that night I kind of forgot because I went to go and take, I went to go fetch water from the kitchen. So I forgot to relock. And then usually my mom like checks the passage door to see if it's locked at night. And if it's locked, she leaves us alone. But if it's unlocked, she comes into the passage to see if anyone's sleeping, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. So because it was unlocked, she came. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did I lock my door? And I ran to my door and I wanted to lock, but she opened. And then we're like, she opened and I pushed back.
Oh my God.
And then after she pushed back, she's like, Chioma, what's happening? I'm like, no, don't come inside. And she's like, and then she like literally with all her might, she pushed the door open.
Of course, as black moms do.
Yes. And she found Bae lying on the bed.
Chilling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then she's like, Chioma, you need to tell your boyfriend that we don't do these things here. We don't do it here. He must leave. And then she went to go and sleep.
That's such a relaxed response.
It was very I was so scared. My heart was beating out of my chest. But I think she didn't want to make a scene. Also because my boyfriend's Caucasian. You know how black parents like.
Yes, how they act in front of your Caucasian friends.
Yes, they change up a bit, you see. So I think that's what happened.
Oh, benefited you.
Yeah. See, I guess I kind of got to touch that white privilege a bit. Like, just not,
just a touch.
Uh-huh. You know, just to dip my big toe.
You were spoiled a bit. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, nothing. She didn't even tell my dad. That would have been a
she
nightmare.
Did not tell your dad.
Thank the Lord.
Would have been like KO. So that's how the sneak over stopped happening. And then that's when the official introducing needed to, you know.
And how does the introduction go when, you know, you're both students? Obviously, neither of you are working, and then you're introducing your boyfriend. How does that work?
Wow. Well, for me, I went with him to matric dance. Mm-hmm. So they met him there.
Okay.
But like, we were just friends, like literally nothing. I was just going like, let's have fun. You asked me, you know, okay, it's two of us. And what's this? Two girls, one guy. Let's just rock the three-way date thing. Okay. So just to enjoy. And then, that's how my parents met him. And then I just kept on hiding him because, you know, black parents, you're not gonna tell them until it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then for him, he was just like, you're meeting my parents. And I'm just like, Nkosiya. But then, you know, I met the parents. It was fine, all of that. And then I remember the day my whole family found out. You know, December, your aunts are there. Your cousins are there. Everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to the movies with him. And my older sister somehow was at Santon as well, going to watch the same exact movie as me. So then, what's this? I see Tumi and I'm just like, oh, okay. I lied to Joel. Sorry, Joel.
Joel is the boyfriend.
I need to go to the bathroom. Bitch, I didn't need to go to the bathroom. I was just hiding. Then he's like, okay. And then when we enter the, what's this? The cinema, my sister sees us. Does this girl not go home? Like, she arrived home before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, guys, Zani has a boyfriend.
To your parents.
The white guy from the matric dance. Uh-huh. That one. Like, my aunts were there, everyone. And then, yeah, that's how everyone
And how
out.
Did everyone react?
Dude, I feel like they knew. Mm-hmm. It's just that they were waiting for someone to say it.
Mm-hmm. I remember Zanelli also told me she took her time to tell her dad.
Yeah, like, but it was my mom who told her thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, like, she was okay with her mom, but, like, she needed a little bit of time to tell
the daddy.
The dad.
Yeah. Okay, so then I want to ask, since, you know, you both have the same experience in terms of being a student
mm-hmm.
and dating across racial lines.
Yeah.
How has that experience been for you?
Do you want to go first?
No, I think Zanelli has stories.
Okay, so...
especially in restaurants.
Like, yeah, no, in restaurants, it's quite
okay.
bad. Like, I recently, you know, Cream?
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, like, they were like, okay, the parents wanted to take their kids out for lunch, and they were like, okay, you can bring your bays.
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen with my family yet.
Mm-hmm. One day.
He knows that, one day. So then, what's this? So we are Cream, you know, I'm wearing my heels, I'm looking good, I'm eating my food.
Mm-hmm.
Do I not see this Afrikaans family looking at me?
Mm.
Then I'm just like, okay, maybe they're looking at the sister because she's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, no, you can't see the sister.
Mm-hmm.
Their view is me.
Yes. Sure.
That's the only view they have.
Uh-huh.
Their faces, they were so disgusted.
By the interracial yes. relationship.
It was like it was a problem. But you know, they can go fuck themselves.
Uh-huh.
They can go fuck themselves in a sewage hole.
Okay. Whoa. Thank you, Zanelli. Okay. Thank yes. you for that.
Welcome.
Very classy.
I know.
Thank you very
Sorry,
much.
Guys.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right. On to Chioma.
But she put it aptly, let me just say.
Mm-hmm.
No. For me, I think it's tricky because out of high school, I went to a private high school. So, you know, it's very colonization of the mind. You know, you kind of love your relaxed hair. You kind of like mm-hmm. love your white boys, et cetera, et cetera. And after high school, I kind of found myself like, you know, as we say, woke. So I was really embracing my blackness and my, you know, all of that. And that in the time where I was embracing that, I found myself... I stumbled into an interracial relationship, yeah. right?
Stumbled.
Yes. Mm. It was never planned. You know, it was my whole face. So, so then, I kind of, it's like so difficult because I had to like reconcile my, you know, pro-blackness with my feelings and my growing feelings for this white person, mm-hmm. you know, like it was, and I'm still like reconciling it now because I do love him, you know. And it's like, at what point does like the idea of social, you know, justice or social movements like come and affect my personal interactions?
Yeah,
my relationships. Because like I can't imagine like losing him for an idea of like obviously like pro-black. I love black love or whatever. But like, yeah. I can't imagine leaving him for an idea. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's tricky. Like, I'm still trying to, you know, dance around it now. Yeah, but, like, I love him, and I don't know what to do with that, you know, and reconcile that stuff with,
okay.
with that. Mm. Yeah.
And then in terms of, like, what type of reception have you had from your peers? Would you say your peers judge the relationships?
Oh,
would you say, you know, they're totally accepting of it?
So accepting.
As fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our generation is the one that's, like, more woke, and mm-hmm. we can see also interracial relationships. It's yeah. just, it's a normal thing.
Also, in high school, we liked white boys anyway. So it's not even like a surprise. Like, oh, okay, Chioma has a white guy now. Zani has a white guy now. Standard, you know, like it wasn't...
like wasn't a shock.
It wasn't a shock.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, and then I wanted to ask, what is your opinion on being in a relationship whilst you're a student? Do you think it's beneficial? Do you think it's detrimental? Like, what do you think? What impact does it have on your life, on your academics, on your social life, on your friends, you know?
Okay, for me, since I'm in a long distance relationship, like with academics, it didn't affect me at all. Because, like, I didn't see him. Mm-hmm. We just spoke on the phone. And, like, we're both very busy people. Like, he's studying drama and there's, like, rehearsals till the evening. So, like, I'd be able to work. And then we'd only speak, like, at night or maybe, like, in the morning if we're lucky. So that didn't have, like, an effect or anything. With friendships, I'm not sure about friendships. Because you know how, like, sometimes you open up more to bae because you speak to them more.
Yes, and it's so a different type of relationship.
It's a different type of relationship. So maybe with friendships, that has a bit of an impact, but it's not a bad impact. It's just because you actually speak to this person like more than you speak to like maybe a friend. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then, yeah.
Yeah, like for me, friendship-wise, I know it's tricky because, first of all, our friendship group is mostly females, right? Okay. We're all girls. So it's so hard when you don't have, like, male energies in the friendship group already to introduce a male energy. It will always forever feel like he's bae, not a friend.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's weird to integrate. Like, it's so weird seeing the dynamic of the group change sometimes when you're hanging out with bae and the friends. But it's always welcoming. It's just like a different dynamic, right? And then for academics, for me, well, I have two stories academically. Because I was at Monash 2 years ago studying psychology, and then this year I was at AFTA studying live performance. Mm-hmm. Monash was quite tricky because I didn't want to be there, right? And after I wanted to be there, but in both situations, he was completely supportive of like my academics. He was always pushing me. He was always, I know it's like so weird to like, how can someone be support? Like, what does that even mean? But I never felt like my academics had to take a backseat for bae or whatever. He was always on my side with that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So yeah, it never really affected it in a negative way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your second story?
Yeah, well, my two stories were like I had two different kind of academic journeys.
Okay,
like my first
okay.
one was hard.
Yes.
With Monash, and the second one was beautiful with AFTA. So in both situations, he was
there for you and supportive. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I would definitely say if it's a good, healthy relationship, it won't negatively affect your academics.
Yeah.
But if it's a toxic relationship where, you know, the love in that relationship totally like consumes you, then I think, you know, it becomes a bit detrimental in terms of like your academics. In terms of your social life, I think it's a bit tricky.
Yeah, it's so tricky.
I think it's very tricky because inevitably, you know, you have a different relationship with your guy or your girl or whoever, you know, you're in a relationship with. And you're going to spend more time with them because you want to, you know, and then your friends are also demanding time from you. And especially if they aren't in a relationship, they aren't fully understanding why you're dedicating so much time to this new person. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened friend, to you? My best friend of almost 8 years now, I think. I don't know if I'm just throwing out a random number. Mm-hmm. Let's just say 8 because it sounds nice. Since grade 8. Yes. Yeah. Actually, since we actually hated each other. But anyways, besides that, I love this person with all my heart. Mm-hmm. And this year, because I spent a lot of time with my person. And obviously, like you said, you want to spend time with your person.
Yes.
And that kind of meant that I wasn't seeing her as often. Because I used to go to her house like every week. Like I'm sure every 2 weeks. Like we always used to just find something, like some way to chill. Even if it was like 12 o'clock at night. And then at some point she was like, Chioma, like you just see, like you always, whenever I'm calling you to make plans, you always have plans with bae already, or you have, you know, some sort of, you know, situation going on where you can't see me. So it kind of made her pull away from me.
Okay.
And I tried hard. I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying. I actually am not spending time with you. I try to like force time with her, right? Mm-hmm. Like, listen, okay, we're going to make plans. And then she decided, no, me trying to do that now is forced, right? Like now she didn't accept me making plans. And it was so hard because I'm like, listen, you presented a problem that you think you have with our friendship. I'm trying to fix it by, you know, meeting you halfway. I actually want to do spend time with you. And, but you're pulling away, like it doesn't make sense. So we had to kind of, fix that kind of divide that having a bae created. And yeah, it was tough, but we're better now. You know, she doesn't kind of resent me or hate me for having a bae. Like we just remanaged our friendship.
Okay. I always wonder if like these issues are specific to the age we're in, or does that happen, you know, when you're older?
What I mean
in terms of like your friends feeling like, you know, you're distancing yourself from them, or like I feel like when we're 30, is it going to be the same? Like, are people still going to have like petty like kind of issues like that?
When you're 30, you're still gonna have this issue, but it's a more of an understanding because now you have like a family,
and plus kids. She might have a bae as well.
Might have a bae as well, so there's like this type of thing where it's like, you know what, this person's not spending time with me, but wait, I also have my family. I actually don't have time. So yeah, it's just less, you know,
I guess priorities change.
Yeah.
You aren't so fixated on your friends because now you
social
have
life.
Definitely,
it's more personal. Yeah.
Okay. And then I also, okay, so we've covered the question of, you know, when is it the right time to bring like your university boyfriend home. Well, you guys had interesting experiences. For me, it's a never until, you know, I am marrying this person, as I've been told by my father. And I think that's the same for most, especially Black families.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different experience, I think, for people who are non-Black.
Yeah,
it is.
So I guess we can't speak on their behalf, but we all know it's a different experience. Okay, well, we're going to go to a song now, and then after the break, we will discuss what December means for relationships. CliffCentral.com. Okay, and we are back discussing students and relationships.
Yes.
In the break, Zanele had asked Chioma how it went down meeting her boyfriend's parents. Mind you, her boyfriend is white.
Yes.
So how did it go?
Yeah, Chioma.
So, you know, like, I don't know if your parents are like this, but my parents, they're not really like emotional. They don't really emote to me as much. So we're not really best friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I found like typically like in Caucasian families, like they're kind of more friends with their parents. So it was so weird because like you can tell like the parents want to be friends with you and they kind of want to like, you know, get all chummy and stuff. But she's sitting there like uncle and aunt and, you know, yes, so it's kind of, it was quite weird. Like I'm even still struggling.
Disconnect.
Yeah, I'm even still struggling now because like Bae was even telling me, no, my parents kind of want to get to know you better and stuff. And they can tell you're a little bit distant. And I'm like, I'm not distant. I'm not friends with parents. I'm not friends, you know. So I'm actually going down next year back to, I had a holiday with
she
them
takes
once.
Trips.
With the family.
Mm. With the family. Okay. So I'm going down again next year. So I'm going to try really, really hard to be friends with parents. How weird. so hard.
Take the good mom luck. Out for lunch. Yo, never mind.
Do I
that's
have
not
money?
A good idea.
Like, if you want to sponsor it, babes, I'll do it.
We need a sponsor.
Yes.
Yes, please. If you're listening, come on.
Yeah, we need a few $100 so that Chioma can take her boyfriend's mother out for lunch.
That
yeah.
would be cute, though.
But his dad likes me a lot. So that makes me happy.
Okay, that's yay. Good. Like and Zani, what was your experience?
What's this? Okay, so Matric Dance. Met them, but then like we're not in a relationship, so I was like, hey, you know, everyone's excited.
Being usual, Zanelli.
I know that like at night I'm about to get turned, you know. I'm not thinking, oh, these are Joel's parents. I didn't think.
But under the girlfriend thing, though.
Oh, but under the girlfriend thing, I remember it was one of our dates, and the thing is, he asked his parents. Ooh, guys, he asked his parents to leave the house so he could cook for me. I was just like, oh.
Guys, in which Black house would you ever? Would you ever?
He wanted to ask me out. That's where. So, like, that's how the asking out happened.
Wow.
So, you know, it's time to leave. My mom does not pick me up, so I gotta use an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, my Uber's, like...
Was there Uber in...
Yeah.
Okay.
Uber was around, like, I'm sure. Or maybe it was, like, a taxi, but something, you know.
Okay, yes.
So then now it's time for me to go home, and then the parents arrive. I was like, oh... So then the mom comes, oh, hey. And I'm just like, hi, how are you? But inside, I'm just like, you know? Yeah. And then I see the dad. The dad's just like, hello. And I'm just like, hi. And then I just walked really fast from then. Yeah. Wow. But the whole time in my head, I'm just going like, ooh.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What an experience.
Yeah.
What an experience. I've yet to have that experience. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
It's a bit scary.
At all. I think I can do that when I'm like over 30. I think for now I'm okay. Hey.
I think my biggest fear is like having like going home to like, let's say you're dating a black guy and you're going home and then they're basically calling you makoti because they want you to peel vegetables. Uh-huh. Just, like, ma'am, I don't. Ma'am, no thank you.
No thanks, ma'am. Oh my gosh. Okay. What did I want you? I wanted to ask, when you're students, what do you think is like too much of an age difference? Because I think it's different when you're a student versus when you're in the working world. Like, you know, if a 25-year-old and a 35-year-old are dating and they're both, you know, working, you don't really pay much attention to it. Mm-hmm. But when it's like an 18-year-old and a 28-year-old, you kind of look at it like, you know, these people are in two totally different spaces in their life. So what do you think?
This is a tricky question. I feel like maybe when you're in high school and dating like a 28-year-old, then it's just like, oh, girl, you know, just calm down a bit. Mm.
But just then, a little bit.
It feels like intentions are a little bit different, yes. You know, in the
relationship. But I feel like if you're like a 20-year-old and a 28-year-old, 30-year-old, like, yeah, I just feel like that's fine. If it's love, it's love, you know. But I'm still trying to, you know, see how I feel about 40-year gap or something.
40.
Yeah,
well, that's I don't think that's the correct, like, so, not in the same sphere.
That would be an 18-year-old and a what? 38-year-old.
No, isn't that 20?
That's 20, babes.
So is it like 68?
Wow.
Yeah.
68-year-old.
Yeah. I don't know,
man. Oh, wow, guys.
Thing is, like,
it's the same, please excuse
if
that.
If you want to date.
Shoddy math.
Yeah.
Please excuse it.
If you want to date, like, someone, let's say 21-year-old and a 45-year-old.
What are you doing, first of all?
For another person, I'll be like, okay, if you love the person, you know, maybe that's you. But for me, I'll be like, this is my father's age. Mm-hmm. They must be best friends. No.
That's why I'm saying, like, it's the intentions actually are a little bit weird. Like, it's because, you know, like when you're 25 and 35, you know, like maturity is like the name of the game. Mm-hmm. And like, you guys are meeting in the middle. Right. Mm-hmm. But then when like there's such an age difference, it's like there's kind of something. Like, the dynamics are different. Yeah, like, if you guys are in two different maturity levels, like, the dynamics are, so it kind of makes me feel like it's not the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just so weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I also do think it can
also feels
become
predatory
a bit
sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I just wanted to ask, on the topic of, you know, like, age differences when you're students, and I think we know, like, especially in South Africa, the whole, you know, blesser culture is a bit of an issue.
Get it, girl.
So what do you think about that, and what have your experiences been, you know, not personally but in terms of people around you, you know,
in terms of blessers?
Like, I definitely wasn't that aware of it until I went to university.
Yeah, definitely. I was like,
this is what people do, you know, these are the clubs that people go to meet fathers, grandfathers. But like, yeah, what do you think about it, and how do you think like it impacts students?
I think fees are high.
Yeah.
Food is expensive. Data is expensive. Uh-huh. Data must fall.
Data must fall.
You need, like, however you get it, girl, I'm not judging, because if a guy's like silly enough to pay 40K just for a companion, you know, I feel like.
But just make sure, as a woman, do not lose yourself.
Yes. Keep
Remember
yourself protected.
Who you are.
Yeah.
Please keep protect yourself. But otherwise, for the zaddies, stop it.
Yes.
Stop it. Yes. Stop it.
Stop it right
now. You have
now.
A wife at home and you got kids that are the same age as the girl you are hooking up. Stop it.
Uh-huh.
You're wasting money that you could be paying for your child's education and you could be paying for holidays with your kids. Stop it.
Look at you at your big age. No, you must grow up. You have to just cut it. Like, why are you paying so much just for companionship? Like, what is, what, you know?
If there's a problem at home, go tell your wife.
Yes.
Maybe we should start going, we should stop buying, you know, this and this.
Experiment with your wife, ne? Ne?
But otherwise, baby girl,
get what you get. It. Get what you need. Get it. Get that coins. Nah. Just protect yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So for the girls, you're saying get it.
Yes.
And for the guys, you're saying stop it.
Yes.
So who do they get it with?
No, the thing is, if the guys aren't stopping it, girls get it. Okay. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
When the guys stop it, then you know how they kill. But you know, if the guy's there, if the market is there, girl.
Go get that coin.
Yes.
That's money.
But the men need to grow up. They need to just grow up. You have a family and a wife. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's just, what are you doing?
That really is a valid question. I wanted to ask, you know, like when you're younger as students, do you think that we take advice from our friends about relationships when they're negative? Do you think we're willing to?
No.
Or do you think we have to, like, because we're young and for a lot of people, this is your first or second serious relationship, that we need to first go through the motions and make the mistakes before we can accept the advice? What do you think?
Like, I'm really bad at taking advice. I just have to say
that. Is that so?
Yeah, I'm really bad sometimes. But I feel like you can take the advice, but also, like, you need to, as a young person, go through, like, the bad. Yeah, you need to make your mistakes. You need to know what you want. You need to learn from the relationship. Like, yes, a friend is giving you advice, but, like, you can just be like, okay, girl, I understand. But you really don't understand until, like, you're 30 and you can remember, oh, guys, when I was 21, I dated this person and they did this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I think one steps correct. And there's a reason why we're allowed to make mistakes, you know. I think we should, at our young age, make those mistakes.
Okay, that's true. I guess it's better to make them now than when you're older and, you know, there's a lot more to lose.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and then I wanted to ask, how is dating on a student budget?
Okay, lucky for me, I just see my Beijing the holiday.
It saves you money. So that 9 months of the year.
A lot of money because I don't have to buy groceries. I'm at home. You know, it's just like it actually saves, like being a long distance saves me so much money. But then obviously, like, you still struggle because you're a student and you don't have a job and you don't want to keep on asking your parents, please, can I go out? Please, can I go out?
Yes.
You know, and asking like for high amounts of money because you want to do fancy restaurants and stuff.
That's the problem. Yeah. We're trying to live a bougie life at like 21.
Yeah. Oh.
But we do not have bougie life jobs.
No.
So.
We act like we do have bougie life jobs.
And we really do.
Like, we really don't have that life. Like, guys, really?
Gioma, what has your experience been?
So, Bae is a working man.
Okay. Yes. Shout out to Bae.
Holla, holla. Get that shout coins. Out, Bae. And I'm not, clearly. And the kind of work that I do, like, it's promotions and stuff, you know. So, you only get, like, R1,000 per, you know, every 2 weekends and stuff. And then that goes away on toiletries or, you know, necessities. Yeah, so
toiletries are expensive.
Yeah, you hardly ever, like, so it's a struggle for me because I know he always, like, most times he foots the bill. And I struggled with that in the beginning because I don't know how to handle accepting money, especially if that's not the kind of relationship you kind of agreed upon, right? But I try here and there to, like, you know, when I can, I try. Yeah,
and that's fine.
Yeah, so I don't date on a student budget because it's all on his budget. But I know when it's like, when I try and do my things, it's like, let's go have a McDonald's date or I can pay for our fast food before the movie or something. I'll try to do that.
Something. Listen, right.
Any effort is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I try.
I definitely think in my experience, like, sometimes dating on a student budget can be a real joke.
Yeah.
Like when you're both students, wow, you'll find yourself... Yeah, you really start to appreciate walks.
Yeah, picnics. I can imagine.
You know, making dinner for each other is like a big date because you would have had to buy groceries for that specific meal.
Yeah.
And you've been rationing your food for the month to see what will last you for the month. So yeah, I think it's definitely a very sad, but interesting experience that helps
Netflix
you bond.
And chill as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's if there's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is
money.
That's
true. Ooh,
it's a struggle out here.
Oh my gosh. And I wanted to ask, like, you know, for students that study together in the same area, what does December mean for student relationships?
Goodbye, my lover.
Like, you know, people that live in totally different areas, whether it's around the country or
in
the world.
It depends on the person.
Okay.
Like, if the like if the person you're dating is really committed to you, they will make sure not to cheat or anything. But if they not, and it's December time, then
guys, funny enough, this December there are lots of relationships. It's weird. Like, this is not an ordinary December, no.
But don't you think, like, there's two phases of December? Like, it's either people are getting into relationships because they want some sort of intimacy.
Yes. Or vacation vibes, you know. Yes.
Definitely. Or it's peace out to my girl or my guy.
Like, yeah, lots of people leave.
Just disappear. Yeah, and in January, you like,
they're messaging.
I need some money. Phone.
Yes.
Like, oh, you'll see them at varsity. And then, like, they'll be like, yo, baby, I'm sorry. Like,
they'll tell you they went to Thailand or something and their phone was off.
Or they'll be like, no, I was by the village, babes.
Yeah.
There was no reception.
You know, hey, you know, the culture.
The culture.
They'll just use, you know, their culture as an excuse.
And then you're getting I love you messages again, 1st of Jan. Like, hey, baby. How you doing? How was your December? Oh, no, it's fine. Why didn't you message? Mm-hmm. You look like a Popeye now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's tricky, guys.
It really is tricky.
It really is.
I think definitely, I don't know how you do it, Zani. Like, distance in a relationship can either strengthen it or totally break it.
Definitely.
Also, it depends on the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my love language is cuddles and I need to be touched. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, I need to be held. So... So it's quite tough to think, like, sure, you're not gonna see them, you're not gonna hold them, you're not gonna. And there's such a dynamic when you've seen a person for so long, right? Especially for me, like, if I were to go into a long distance relationship now, like, I can, like, just by, like, their mannerisms, I can tell if they're having an off day. I can tell, you know, what they're thinking, how they're feeling, whatever. But then when it's long distance, you don't pick up on those cues anymore, and I'd like have so much anxiety, like, I can't feel what he's feeling. That's scary.
That actually depends. Like, what's this with me? We started dating end of matric, and then I went to varsity Feb. And during the December Jan holidays, he was in New Zealand. So basically, like, our relationship was from the start a long distance relationship.
Yes.
So then I feel like that was just easier because I'm kind of like used to it, but not. Obviously, like, long distance is hard because when you're sad, you want cuddles. When you want to speak to someone, you have to be like, are you free? You have to ask, are you free? Yeah. You can't be like, come. It's not happening.
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to communicate. But then you shouldn't get angry at yourself if you're like on the phone with your bae and both of you don't know what to say. Some of us, sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I don't know what to say. He's like, yeah, me too. And just be like, what are you doing? Just like, nothing. Like, conversations are going to be like that sometimes. Yeah. And it's fine. You shouldn't sometimes hate yourself for dead. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will be a bit dead. But then in terms of, like, knowing if they're upset or something, sometimes I do hear when the person's upset. You kind of, like, because you on the phone with them so much, you know, like, how they sound when they're happy, how they sound when they're sad. But obviously, sometimes you just don't know. And yeah, but now I'm not in a long distance relationship.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Until my career starts going, then I'm in a long distance relationship again. Yeah.
Oof. But for now, we'll celebrate.
For now. You see. Yeah. I can also be like, come, let's go.
I'm so excited for this year for Zani and Joel. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, double dates, girl.
Go.
Wow, guys, I feel a bit left out. Just a little bit.
No, girl, you can come. But you can come.
But I feel like
we'll find you a Tinder person.
Okay, anyway, so what do we think? What do we think about situationships among students? Because I think, especially, you know, in college, that's very popular. You know what I mean? Like, guys are a bit young or girls are a bit young, not really wanting to commit, but you want someone there for you. So it's a situation, but it's not a relation, but it's,
like,
you know?
I feel like if you just want a fuck buddy, please let the person know. From the beginning, say, hey, this is all I want. Like, I just want cuddles. That's it. I don't want a relationship. So the other person can decide for themselves and they know, okay, listen, from the start, this person did say all they wanted is this.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the thing about situationships and fuck buddies situations and stuff, I think It sounds, you understand why they happen or why they initiate, you know, like this thing of, I don't want to commit, but I want this and stuff. And it sounds like, it sounds good on paper, but I think the problem is that it always, it just, it gets complicated always.
It ends always. Never,
like there's no such thing as a clean relationship, whether it's a relationship or a situationship, it's always complicated because someone will catch feelings. And it's not like it's planned or even though you've defined it, it just happens. Yes. And so I think even though it makes sense and I understand why it happens and I wouldn't say like stop doing it or whatever, I just think it's so messy, you know. But I guess that's also how we learn, because by the time we really want to be in a relationship, then you kind of also learn without actually having to get too much involved with the person.
I think it's also quite interesting because it's like, yeah, are you wanting to be in a relationship? Are you not? Are you confusing the person? I mean, I'd love to hear from someone that it's actually worked out for, where it never got messy, you know? Because I just feel like once you're emotionally invested in the person, they aren't just something physical. Like there's, you talk, you know, you chat every now and then, you know about,
club and they're making out with someone else, you are going to get
you're
hurt.
You're a bit bitter.
Yes.
Especially with situationships, even though it's like a not a relationship, you guys are kind of doing relationship things. It blurs the lines like heavily. So I don't know if it ever ends clean.
I don't think it does. That's a problem.
Yeah. But we need to be stupid, guys. We're young.
Yeah.
We need to just do
this. Go to you.
Do situationships, guys.
Hashtag hoe is life.
Hoe is life.
Even though no one here has been through that phase.
Guys, I had a mini hoe life. I promise you.
One date. The one date.
But it was a heavy hoe life date.
It was a heavy hoe life. Like,
I got it out to anyone. And then I also had it with my bae. And then just he just became bae. So then, like, it doesn't count. But it was still a hoe life with bae.
Okay, well, on that note, you know, today we were just having a lighthearted conversation about students, relationships, you know, just ending off 2017.
Yes.
You know, great. I can't believe this year has gone by so quickly.
I'm so excited for Jan. Like, I want December to finish.
Yes, me too. I'm tired of December.
I'm so tired.
Businesses need to open.
The coin just needs to start coming somehow.
Okay, well, just to end this off, Zanele, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Let's see.
What are you saying goodbye to in 2017?
Ooh, I actually never thought about this yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about this. Okay. So there will always be negative energy, right, surrounding you. So me, New Year's, what I'm saying goodbye to is, like, I'll always be like, I'm like handling the... Whew, guys, this one's really hard.
Okay, Chioma.
So I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I don't really make them because I always kind of find myself and like very naturally starting what I wish to do next year, like sometime in like August or October. So if I wanted to exercise next year, I always like find myself exercising in like October anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say goodbye to brokenness.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Hello, coin. That is.
I am not going to be broke.
Yes. Thank you. That is my New Year's resolution. Richness. That is it.
Amen.
Okay. No, I put that into the universe. I second that. I third it. I fourth it. I fifth it. Everything. Yes. And back to you, Zanele.
Okay. What do I want to say goodbye to? I think I'm also going to say brokenness as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also just managing my time. I just want to manage my time nicely.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I never used to manage my time. Like, really, like, that was a very bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then from like last year, I just told myself, Zani, don't make a New Year's resolution.
Okay. Just do.
Just, you know what you want.
Yes.
Why can't you start now?
Yes.
So I'm starting now.
Start now.
In 2017.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you, Ruby?
On my end, I think I've also given up on resolutions. Yeah. I think just do it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Action speaks louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once I've realized what I've done in 2018, then I'll see, you know, what I've done differently. Mm-hmm. In terms of what I'm saying goodbye to, I think critiquing myself too much.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's what I want to let go of.
That's a good one. That's
living my best life. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy New Year.
Compliments of the season.
Yes.
The next time you'll hear Students Uncensored is in January 2018.
Mm-hmm. See you, girls.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.